Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for bringing us into your presence, into the reality of what you've always made us to be as part of the family in the kingdom. And thank you, Lord, that you've given us a new heart. You've circumcised our heart, put out the evil, and that you are shining your light into our hearts. You are pouring your love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 141 from verse 1 to 3 from the New Living Translation. Oh Lord, I'm calling you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips.
Hallelujah. And you can see as we go on, it says, don't let me drift towards evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Hallelujah. And this is beautiful because we can see, you know, in the great and precious promises, we've been brought home, we've been brought back into our true heavenly family and back into right thinking, because God knows how to work with us, and he's purged our heart, the very place from where all evil came from at one time. Now our heart is in his hands like a river, one promise tells us, so that he can flow through us living waters. So that's the beauty of this new covenant. We I've been brought into it, but we've been brought into this covenant for a reason, and it's happened right here on planet Earth, because the reality is darkness has taken hold, and the devil and his people are so working here on planet Earth. But this Earth and us were made for God. So God is in the restoring business, and now that we are in the kingdom. And then there's this wonderful scripture that Jesus says, the kingdom is within you. And I thought, now, how can the kingdom be within us? The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, in the presence of the Father and Son. And then it was revealed to me, it's the kingdom within you is your portion, fragrance, your unique name that Jesus tells us to rejoice in. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So we here on earth to bring a unique story, to be a light of revelation, just as Jesus was when he was here on earth. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. So he showed a beautiful life in union with the Father in the Holy Spirit. And this is what we're doing now. Jesus died so that that can happen. And we now tapped into him to bring a unique fragrance. So when we see evil, when we see the wrong things around, we have got the ministry of reconciliation. We lift up our hands, we lift up our praise and say, Lord, thank you that you have brought light into this world. Thank you now for enlightening our hearts to see what you see, to speak what you see. And I thank you, Lord, with all the power of heaven, the angels, the Father's glory, your own glory, you come through now in Jesus' name. And that's the reality. That's the ministry of reconciliation. We don't speak the problem. We take it to the Lord and then he reverses it. Amen. We don't nurse, rehearse, and disperse the lies, the problem, the fear, the war. We go to God and he reverses it. And then we bring in his fragrance, and that's what heaven backs up. That's what God is doing. He's bringing his kingdom, bringing heaven on earth as it is in heaven. So we're not there to be escape artists. We are here to be the fragrance of God. Just a short testimony. On Saturday, our landlord had left his little dog here. And then his dog was just barking for this and barking for that. And I couldn't concentrate with what I'm doing. And I got irritated. And then I thought of it, the dog is irritating the hell out of me. And then I thought about it, he's not irritating the hell out of me. When we get irritated, it irritates the heaven out of us. So immediately when I perceived that's, you know, it's
because there is no hell in you.
Yeah, It's you need to you don't you're not wanting to glorify hell or you don't want no hell in you, but you don't want to give it any credit because you want to give heavenly realities credit. You want to bring in God's kingdom. So when I realized that, and I just said, thank you, Lord, that we tapped into you, and tapped into you, we bear your fruits. We bring heaven to, we enjoy heaven. We are raised and seated with you in heavenly places. And thank you, Lord, that we bring heaven by what we think and what we say. And immediately when I changed that, when I got rid of that wrong thinking, bang, the dog just calmed down and he was quiet from then on. So that's what we are there to bring, the fragrance of heaven to earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. A light you are, just as Jesus was and is your helper now. You work together with him. You are a light in the world, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.